In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is in our midst. I'm sure that you all are probably very quite familiar with today's gospel reading of the sower and the seed. It is one that is a very popular reading, but one that has a wonderful and a very powerful message for all of us. When I was serving as a priest in Bethesda, Maryland, we had a beautiful and a wonderful retired priest who became a priest when he was 60 years old, because during the course of his life, he came from Greece, came to this country, and he worked as a gardener. And he was blessed truly by God and was able to start his own business, a landscaping business and a garden center. And what he said about planting, because I always told him, I said, well, you know, I don't always have the greatest luck of planting. I put things in the ground, some grow, some die, they don't really work out well. It just, what am I doing wrong? And he goes, the first and most important thing about planting is not about the seed necessarily, because most of the seeds you get, we get them from a bag, or we buy them from the store, or wherever we get these seeds, or we produce them ourselves from flowers from the year before. The seeds usually are good. He goes, but it's the soil that makes the difference. If the soil's not good, as we heard in the story today, if the soil's not good, it really doesn't matter what you do. And I thought about that. And I think about that in this context here, about talking about the sower and the seed, and thinking about how every single one of us is that soil. Because we are to take the Word of God and plant it into the garden of our hearts and to allow it to nurture. We have many, many different generations here. We have young, we have newborns, we have young, we have our teenagers, we have our young adults, we have our middle age, we have our older folks, we have our seniors, we have all different ages here at the church. And I guess the question that I need to ask, or I always want to know from this particular season, is what seeds, the seeds that we are planting, what are they going to produce? I can tell you from this morning, from what I heard in the choir, and I don't know who it is up there, but that young lady who's singing up there, and I know that person is a younger person because the voice is identified quite as a younger person, but that person is sowing some beautiful seeds so that in the future, more younger people will come up to the choir because she's giving them a wonderful example. And that's what we're asked to do, sow seeds. Do we come to church and leave church, or do we sow the proper seeds? Do we help people understand their faith? Do we help people grow in the church? Do we help people identify with what is really important with having a relationship with God? That's how we sow seeds. It's also interesting because when you plant a garden, there are different kinds of seeds you can plant. You can plant perennials, which come back every year, which for most people I think are easy because you don't have to do a lot, but that's not necessarily true. You have to toil and you have to stir the soil in order to allow the air and the nourishment of the soil to feed again that plant that's there. And we have annuals that you plant and then have to be taken out because they die after a while. They are not long-lived plants. But every single one of those plants needs attention. And the garden of our soul needs attention. We have to make sure that we are stirring the garden of our soul all the time. Are we taking what's being, we are seeing within the glory of the church and nurturing it? Are we stirring the soil, the garden of our heart, to make sure it can reap the greatest harvest? We plant seeds for what reason? Not just to plant them. We plant seeds to see what kind of fruit they will bring. And that's what God's asking us to do, to bring forth fruit, to bring forth good fruit. Fruit that's an example for the generations to come, as that young lady who was singing up in our choir today. Fruit that will ultimately help the generations behind us to understand that a relationship with God is important. So we must ask ourselves today, what fruit are we producing? What are the seeds that we are accepting into the garden of our heart? What kind of seeds are they going to produce? Hopefully they will produce seeds of those giving their talents. Hopefully they will produce seeds of those giving of their treasure. And hopefully they will also produce seeds of those who can give their time to our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Not to Holy Trinity Church, but to our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, so that His message and His example and the glory of His life here on earth can continue on. So let us make sure that we're nourishing, that we're feeding, that we're tilling, that we're stirring the garden of our heart. And as we receive those beautiful seeds that are coming to us every single day from all sorts of areas, we can determine whether those seeds are good, whether those seeds need a little help, and how those seeds can best become fruit for us to share our Lord and our God and our Savior Jesus Christ with all those around us. Amen.